welcome to the Stoic Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Tim Holloway, and I am the Stoic Entrepreneur. This is the go-to podcast for Stoic thought with a holistic mindset. Be prepared to be challenged to the core. So some of these signs of lack of identity. Now, once again, this is not a clinical trying to diagnose somebody, but just see it in yourself in the past, or see it in yourself and you want to avoid it. But you're going to be able to see it in the lives of other people, and you're going to be able to know what you're dealing with. Okay. Changing to the environment that they are in. Now, part of our identity is being established thoroughly in who we are. Now, if we're constantly shifting who we are and who our identity is based upon our surroundings or who we're around or this political person or this, you know, this, that, and the other thing, then we're going to be shifting all the time. Okay. Number two, allow your relationships to decide who you are. Now, we need to be establishing who we are and who we believe ourselves to be, and that should be solid and unshakable. And if we allow our relationships to really begin to identify us and tell us who we are, then once again, we're back into this shifty ground to where we could change at a moment's notice. Next one is allowing your beliefs to be swayed back and forth. Excessive attachment to your roles in life. Excessive attachment to your career and or your position. Another sign is that you can't say who you are without saying what you do. I say, well, who are you? Well, I'm an electrician. I run an electrician company. Cool, that's what you do, but who are you? Right? And so really answering those questions and getting to the bottom line is what's going to get you in touch with your core identity that doesn't shift. Okay. Another sign is you can't say who you are without saying what you do. And lastly, you repeatedly put yourself into a situation to attach to external events that are beyond your control, and you find your identity inside of these things. Number nine is creating purpose and meaning. Man, this is a really powerful one. I think identity is powerful, but this one is too. Now, so many men are just going through the motions. They're working their 9-to-5 job that they hate with no passion or purpose in life. And this lack of purpose really shows up in every single area of their life. They have no fulfillment, no purpose. Everything is in automation, very humdrum, in very self-defeating routines and all this different stuff. So what this looks like, the signs of lack of purpose, is living a life that you don't really want to live. Okay. There's nothing worse than just going through the motions and not really having excitement and purpose and meaning, and really feeling empty on the inside because we don't have this. Now, we think that, you know, popularity, money, fame, and all these different things is what we want and what we need. But what we're really looking for is a sense of fulfillment and purpose inside of our life and a mission that we can engage ourselves with and do. This is why I have so much purpose and so much fulfillment, because I've attached so much meaning to the things that I do, even this very video that I'm putting out right now. So, signs of lack of purpose. First one, we already talked about, feeling stuck inside of habits and routines. Feeling like you're in a rut. Absolutely. A gnawing sense of incompleteness and missing something. Now, this can often happen when, you know, with men in their 40s, we call it the midlife crisis. They begin to focus on, you know, their life is half over and time is short and all of these different things. All of a sudden, we begin to get clarity. But what it comes down to is a gnawing sense of emptiness and incompleteness. And we want to begin to live in peace, fulfillment, and begin to walk in those sort of things. And so there's that gnawing sense. Now, seeking to escape life through addictions and sedations. That is absolutely one of them. Not feeling any feelings of contentment or satisfaction. You're looking to a future day for everything to change. All of these are clear signs of lack of purpose.
Are you looking to start a podcast? Check out Podcast Powertrain. We help alpha entrepreneurs establish dominant brands by building top-rated podcasts in 14 days or less. Check out Podcast Powertrain www.thebusinessmentor.com.
Number 10, judgments and opinions. Now, our own personal judgments are what cause us pain. Now, the Stoic philosophy has really a corner on this market, and dismantling these stories and really getting established inside of wisdom. Now, these assumptions and these judgments, they look like this. You don't get a promotion at work, so you assume the boss is out to get you, right? So you take a victim role and you begin to assuming all of this stuff, and you take on this judgment narrative, and it could not be the case or the facts at all. Number two, you assume that most people are bad at heart. So what does that lead to? You don't trust them, right? You don't connect with other people. You don't gain influence in all these different things. Number three is that your partner isn't very talkative lately, so you assume that they're angry with you. Now, you have no idea whatsoever why they're not talkative, but you go into judgment and assumption mode and you jump to a lot of conclusion. This is what these judgments and opinions look like. And lastly, someone does something that hurts you and you begin to assume why they did it. I had this take place in my own life with my mother, you know, being taken away from her at a very young age, at 10 years old, and thinking that if she could have just got clean and got her life right, she could have kept us. And what that came to me was that I was unworthy, and all of these like negative statements and all of these things that I was beginning to tell myself. So my assumption was, is my mother couldn't keep me because she didn't love me, okay? This is the judgment and the assumption. When it was like my mother couldn't keep me because she was deep inside of her pain and she was addicted and she didn't know how to deal with what was taking place inside of her life, you know. This is more empathetic story that is grounded more in reality, okay? These are what these judgments look like. Releasing these is where we find so much freedom, so much freedom. These judgments look like assuming to know why, thinking that you know the motives of another person. Man, this is like God complex 101, man, that we automatically begin to assume the motives of another person like we know their inner workings, okay? And not understanding that people do the thing for their own reasons. They don't do things for our reasons. Now, just because we would do that in that situation doesn't mean that they would, okay? Getting clarity on that is important. Trying to fill in the blanks with incomplete information, jumping to multiple conclusions that are a stretch, believing something from a very limited one-sided perspective, and lastly is hide behind your version of the story. All of this correlates judgments and assumptions and jumping to conclusions. And it's a big problem that men are facing with the narrative that is going on in their head. Number 11, expressing emotions. Now, this is very stereotypical that men have a problem talking about how they feel and expressing their emotions. Now, because of the stigma, men have a hard time talking about how they feel, tend to hold it in or tend to blow up. In anger and still not like seeing how you feel, right? You're just blowing up. We have to stop holding on to pain like this because this is like the ticking time bomb, okay? So suppression is all about being angry. If you suppress, you're going to be angry. If you suppress, you're going to be sad. Suppression leads to frustration, to disappointment, to discouragement. Suppression leads to out of control, impulsive behavior. And lastly, this suppression leads to living a very fearful life. You see, we suppress for multiple different reasons. But one of some of the core reasons is, you know, this lack of authenticity or being real with other people and actually being able to communicate that we are angry or that we are frustrated because we think that, you know, we shouldn't be or something. But we are. And denying that we are is not going to help the situation. Okay. Number 12 is responsibility. Now, we must come out of the realm of victimhood and begin to accept responsibility as creator inside of our own lives. Now, this is the only way that change is going to begin to happen. Now, inside of coaching, if the client is evading responsibility and making excuses, then we bring them back to personal efficacy and agency and responsibility. Now, you'll notice some signs of lack of responsibility because number one is that they have an excuse for everything. Okay. Number two is that everything is someone else's fault, constantly blaming circumstances, constantly blaming their childhood, their upbringing, or even their own conditioning. Now, we have a valid reason sometimes inside of conditioning, but once we begin to recognize that we are conditioned and understand that it is our responsibility to change the program, then now all of a sudden, I am personally responsible to recondition myself and to reprogram myself. Complaining about the conditions of your life. Broke all the time. Procrastination. Now, procrastination is a fearful avoidance behavior. Anytime somebody is procrastinating, they're in a form of resistance, okay? Because nobody procrastinates to go to Disneyland, right? Unless, of course, you don't like Disneyland. But let's put ourselves in the mentality of a kid, right? Nobody makes excuses to not go to Disneyland. They make excuses to not go to school, okay? And so nobody avoids these good things. And so when there's resistance, there's fearful and there's avoidance and there's something that they're resisting that they don't really want to do. So really getting to the bottom of that is key. Living for pleasure. That's a sign of not taking responsibility for sure. Feeling the need to be rescued. Now, this I know about the victimhood mentality. And that is that if you have accepted a victimhood, then you are going to set yourself up and put yourself in the position to be victimized, okay? Because if you believe you are a victim, then that is the role that you are playing, and that is your interpretation of the events that are going on inside of your life, and all you're going to do is seek to reaffirm the belief that you already have, okay? And that means that the victimhood is going to increase, and you're going to constantly put yourself in situations that make you a victim. Because that's the way we interpret the world. Now, your world paradigm, what you believe about yourself, is up here. So if you believe you're a victim or a victor, it all starts up here. And seeing challenges as bigger than you or you bigger than challenges is right up here. And so anytime a client is facing that situation, it's important to reestablish identity of being a victor. Next one is feeling powerlessness or a lack of control. Ooh, I could talk a long time on this one. This is one of my pet peeves, but this idea of powerlessness or a loss of efficacy, like we don't have the power to really set ourselves free or we don't have the power to change our behavior, all these different things are very detrimental beliefs, okay? And anytime like change is not happening, I can guarantee you there's some limiting belief to efficacy and confidence and power, you know, behind that detrimental behavior. Lastly, these last two is you feel that the world is out to get you. Just like I said, when it starts up here, it's like, the world is out to get me or I'm out to get the world. Okay, the world is my oyster or the world's kicking my ass. Like it's totally up here, okay? And it manifests inside of our reality. Lastly is love the sympathy that you receive from others. Number 13 is the most important one. Now, I didn't put these in any form of order, but I know for certain this is high on the list. Men have a problem with relationships. It breaks down to an intimacy problem, a communication problem, and an overall being one and connectedness problem with their spouse. And men sometimes see their relationship with their significant other as like a separate sort of thing. And they never truly became one and unified inside of their life because they never really put in the work to become unified and to become one. Now, signs of this relationship issues is unforgiveness and resentment is growing. Misunderstandings and lack of communication is growing. Sex is like almost non-existent, few and far between. Conversations are very surface level and they never really go deep. Uninterested in each other's life. Keep distracted through excessive entertainment and or excessive work or excessive anything, as long as we ain't got to deal with our intimacy and our relationship communication issues. The next four are starting to lose your cool often. You're getting angry and frustrated and snappy. You're being excessively nitpicky, and you start to pick at each other through sarcasm and frustration and discouragement and all those things. Last two is not willing to co-create to fix any problems. That means you're not coming forward to co-create and create solutions together and to build a great life. You live together, but you are not together. And that is, you know, they have this agenda, you have this agenda, and you're constantly bucking heads and fighting. The last one, you stay at the bar or work or anything to avoid being home. So these are all the problems that men face, and you can see all the signs and symptoms. And what I encourage you to do is, as you're coaching people, if you see some of these top ones in this list here, you're going to kind of see the signs and the symptoms, and you're going to see it taking place, and you're going to be thoroughly equipped to be able to know what the problem is and be able to communicate and draw that out of the person, begin to ask questions that are related to the problem, and be like, well, how is your intimacy? Oh, okay. So how are, like, you communicating? Like, explain how that goes. Okay, so now we got intimacy problem, we have communication problems. Now, like, from 1 to 10, like, tell me how you feel like you are unified and connected as one person inside of your marriage. And then all of a sudden you begin to identify what needs to take place. And now you begin to help them come up with plans and solutions. You see where we're going with all of this stuff. All right, so I will see you in lesson number 5.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Stoic Entrepreneur. My heart's desire is to take Stoic principles and begin to apply them into each area of life and begin to teach others how to do so also. Do me a favor, share this with somebody who would benefit highly from this content, and I will see you soon.